want to acknowledge our RCIA candidates. Most of the candidates are here with us this morning at Mass, and as you realize, this is the formal rite of welcome that takes place after so many weeks go by of having attended class. And so on behalf of all the parish, I welcome you and know that we are praying for you. It is a truly remarkable journey of faith that you are on. There was once a young girl who was about to turn 10 years old. She didn't have very many friends. She wasn't the most popular girl in her class. But she wanted to do something nice for her classmates. Because her birthday was coming up, she asked her parents, Can I throw a birthday party and invite the whole class? At first, her parents said, no, it just won't work out. But after seeing how much it would mean to their daughter, they gave in and agreed to let her have a party. Now, she was overjoyed. She immediately started making handmade invitations and started planning out what games they would play. She was so excited at the thought of how much fun they would have and how this would be her opportunity to make new friends. She handed out the invitations to everyone at school and couldn't wait for the day of the party. When Saturday morning arrived, she kept looking out the window, waiting for the first kids to arrive. But no one was coming. And then after 2 or 3 hours, no one was coming, her parents realized they had to tell her something. And so they said, well, maybe they all had something else going on. The disappointment and sadness felt by this girl is but a fraction of the sadness we cause our Lord when we ignore him. This is one of the points Jesus makes in today's parable. I told you this story to flush out the message of the parable. The king, we hear, dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast. Everything is ready. Come to the feast. The king, as we know, always represents God in these parables, who sent his son into our world in order to invite us to his kingdom. By reflecting on the disappointment of God at the rejection of his invitation, we get a glimpse of just how much God desires happiness for ourselves. The parable demonstrates that he wants it even more than we do. God mourns the fact that those whom he loves have scorned him and chosen instead things that will only bring unhappiness in the end. The parable continues, some ignored the invitation and went away, one to his farm, another to his business. St. Gregory the Great points out that the farm in the parable represents oneself, involving oneself in earthly toil, while going to one's business represents pursuing worldly gain. Objectively, we can see how it is absurd to turn down God to an invitation from him for the sake of earthly chores and worldly affairs. But how often do we take notice of household needs without even considering setting aside time for God, let alone on Sundays? So it's no wonder that we find ourselves tired come Monday morning. Sunday wasn't really a day of rest at all. And we all know that making an idol out of money only leads to disaster. We know that. But how easy do we fall into that temptation of thinking, if only I had a little more, if I had a little bit more cash flow, then I would be content. Things would be going well. And in light of that train of thought, we devote a few more hours of work each week. And when we're at work, we can't be at home, certainly not at home with God in the spiritual life. We must prefer the spiritual things to worldly things. And part of this requires a trust in God. To receive God's invitation and then to respond, it requires us to trust that what he offers us is not only enough, but that it will infinitely surpass the needs and wants that we have on earth. If we ignore the spiritual life, limiting our daily prayer to just a prayer before meals or what have you, we can never expect to have enough confidence in God to accept that invitation that he sends us to his heavenly banquet. If we never reach the point where we prefer the spiritual life over the physical, we will never prefer heaven. And that's a problem because there's only one alternative. The good news is that even if we've turned down God's invitation in the past, thrown it onto the counter alongside all the other junk mail that we receive, there's still time to respond, to RSVP. Christ not only sends us the invitation, he personally follows up. He shows up at our door, waiting for a response. And he knocks at the door of our heart. But there's no doorknob or handle on the outside. It has to be opened from within, by us, by you. Jesus patiently waits for us to open the door and to respond. But we will continue to ignore that invitation, not even realizing that it's Christ at the door, if we fail to make the spiritual life a priority. And so it's important that we evaluate our lives on a regular basis, an honest checkup, so to speak. We must ask ourselves from time to time, what is taking priority in my life?